Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Mr. Todd Burlidge. Again, if you want to join the conversation, 102.7 in your message to 45364. We're on Twitter at PDESPN at Todd Burlidge. Tooties. We're going to welcome in now from Colts.com, our man, our Colts insider, Kevin Bowen joins us now here on ESPN Radio 102.7. First and foremost, Kevin, kind of an exciting weekend in some aspects down in Indianapolis with the firing of Grigson. I think we've talked about this on the show multiple times, that we thought a move somewhere had to be made. Was this the move that you expected? And what is the general feeling from Indianapolis from a fan's standpoint? Are they happy with this move?
Yeah, I would say fans are definitely happy with this move. I think that, you know, change was almost inevitable when you look at, you know, missing the playoffs back-to-back years, first time since 97, 98 that the Colts have done that. And I think this was something that we talked about late in the year. You know, you had Andrew Luck healthy for 15 to 16 games, and you weren't able to win a division that's, you know, not known as a juggernaut. And you look at the Houston Texans, who did win the AFC South, and they didn't have their best player, J.J. Watt, for, you know, pretty much the entire season. So I think once those factors, and Jim Irsay obviously took his time, I think that was probably the biggest surprise, is how long it took, you know, waiting nearly 3 weeks until after the season ended to make this move. But yeah, I just figured, I think change had to be made in some capacity. And I think fans were just disappointed, especially with the lack of talent on the defensive side of the ball, as probably the biggest culprit in why Ryan Grigson was let go over the weekend.
Once again, we're talking to Kevin Bowen from Colts.com as Ryan Grigson, the general census was that this was a great move. And when you look at it, I guess my next question feeding into this is, who's the guy to replace Grigson? And is that person going to have an opportunity if they want to decide on the future of Chuck Pagano?
Yeah, I think that those are, you know, questions that just don't have a ton of answers right now. I know Jim Irsay addressed the Chuck Pagano situation over the weekend during his press conference to announce that Ryan Grigson had been fired. He said, you know, Chuck is going to be the coach for 2017, but then also said that the new general manager will come in here and evaluate this program. So I think it kind of depends on just what that general manager has as his feeling. Jim Irsay said several times that Chuck Pagano is going to be the coach for 2017. Mm-hmm. And I think when you look at possible candidates, it's just so hard to really, you know, go out there and truly know who are realistic candidates for a general manager position, because we don't have really a lot of intel or insight into what each assistant GM does around the league. I think that's something that, you know, is kind of organization specific, in that, you know, the assistant GM for the Detroit Lions or the director of, you know, pro personnel for the Chicago Bears might do something totally different from what Jimmy Ray, who was Ryan Grigson's secondhand man here in Indianapolis, and is now the interim GM, what he does. So I think the biggest thing, and I think you're starting to see some of these names kind of floated around as the Colts are beginning, you know, the early stages of the interview process, it's that probably the biggest common theme that I'm seeing is these teams and their personnel people that are being thrown around with the Colts, they have a history of drafting really, really well. And the Colts have got to get back to that, especially at the top end of the draft. The first round picks, you know, have largely not worked out for the Colts outside of Ryan Kelly and Andrew Luck. So I think that is probably the biggest thing. You got to get back to drafting well. And then I think outside of the whole talent evaluating process, which is number one key, I think you also want somebody that has a familiarity with either, you know, and this could be really any combination of these things, of overseeing the salary cap, you know, having some say in the 53-man roster, maybe has sat in on coaching hiring in one capacity or another. Those are more, I think, GM-specific roles that a lot of these scouts necessarily don't get until they move, you know, higher up in the ranks within their specific organization. So not a lot of, I think, concrete information, not as maybe easy to pick out as a coaching candidate, but I think those are some of the qualities that Jim Irsay is going to be looking for.
Once again, we're talking to Kevin Bowen from Colts.com, our Indianapolis Colts insider here on ESPN Radio 102.7. Again, I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge. Kevin, it's very simple. If the fans got to decide who the next guy would be, it's easy. It's Peyton Manning. Obviously, he's a superhero in Indianapolis, very much loved, and rightfully so. I mean, he spent a great career in Indy and brought a Super Bowl home. Is there any opportunity that Peyton joins in some capacity the front office for the Indianapolis Colts, and if not, gets groomed for this position in 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, I think from a timing standpoint, that's the biggest thing with Peyton right now. I mean, Jim Irsay does not hide his appreciation for Peyton and what, you know, he has meant to Jim Irsay's organization and, frankly, what he's meant to the city of Indianapolis and just the entire really landscape of how this city has evolved with the Colts' impact over the past, you know, decade and a half of great success. I think what Jim Irsay was saying on Saturday was that, you know, pretty much Peyton isn't 100%, I think, ready to come back and commit to necessarily knowing what he wants to do as kind of the next endeavor in his post-football life. Mm-hmm. And I think when you look at Peyton this past year, it seemed like every week when you turned around, you know, he was attending some football game. I mean, he was getting honored for the Colts Super Bowl anniversary, or he was in Denver, you know, for their Super Bowl ring ceremony, or he was in Knoxville at Tennessee, or watching Eli play, or, you know, he was just all over. And to me, when I think of Peyton Manning, and if he's going to come back into the NFL in any sort of capacity, you know, I think he would want, you know, a full year to really sit down and study things. And if he wanted to get back in a personnel, you know, president, GM type role, you know, he would want to make sure that he had a tremendous grasp of everything that goes on from a personnel standpoint. I think he already does have a pretty good grasp of it, but there are some, you know, of course, some stuff that with the CBA and the NFLPA, just stuff that I think Peyton would really want to sit down and concentrate on. So I think that door of Peyton coming back and working for the Colts is always going to be open, especially when he's, you know, I guess, quote unquote, unemployed. I don't know if that's the proper term to use for Peyton right now. But until he makes some sort of move, you know, in his retirement, I think that door is always going to be open. I tend to think it's more of a president sort of role than a GM role, just because I think when you look at, you know, what Peyton would do is, you know, theoretically you could bring him in, really any team around the league could bring him in as a president, and then he could hire, you know, a GM and a head coach under him, and then he would have final say on a lot of matters. I think that's what you see some teams do with their president role. The Colts specifically don't have a president. Bill Polian was that guy when he was here, but right now they do not have one of those presidents. So, again, until Peyton decides to do something else, I think that sort of relationship is always going to be there, and that possibility is always going to be there.
Yeah, for sure. Talking to Kevin Bowen, all-purpose writer, radio, TV, he does it all for Colts.com. I want you to expand on that a little bit, Kevin. Can you ever see, you know, as I look at Peyton Manning, and Pat and I talked about it yesterday, he seems like a guy that would be one heck of an on-the-field coach. He was kind of a floating offensive coordinator when he was quarterback. Do you see him, if indeed he does return to the Colts, is there any chance he would be an on-field coach, that kind of role, or do you think it would be front office or nothing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would think front office be more along his lines. I think he could be a very successful coach. You know, I almost wonder just how demanding he would be as a coach. I mean, we were catching up with some past Colts players throughout late in the season at the Super Bowl anniversary, the Colts 10-year Super Bowl anniversary over the Bears. One of his former offensive linemen, Adam Meadows, came on pregame radio with us, and you know he was talking about Peyton. Said, you know, Peyton would kind of shame you into working harder.
And we all saw the Saturday Night Live skit.
Exactly, one of the all-time greats. Definitely, that's a YouTube legend right there. But when you think of Peyton, you know he would, you know, kind of almost guilt you into working as hard as he was working. So I just feel like as a coach, he would almost have to be running the entire show to really get that across and be able to have that, I think, consistent message. You know, could he do it as just an offensive coordinator, just a quarterback's coach? I think Peyton would want the whole thing. He would want it right away. So that's why I think he would have no issue being hired as a team president, or more of a front office face, somewhere around the NFL, and just have final say on a lot of those decisions. So he's a tremendous football mind. I think that side of things is why I tend to think he would get more into the personnel part of it than, you know, maybe being a TV broadcaster or whatnot. But, you know, it's all very fascinating. I think Peyton's done a really good job of not really tipping his hand at what he wants to do post-football-wise. I think he's enjoyed this first year, coming back to the Colts, going to the Broncos, watching Eli doing all that stuff. But I think that itch is still going to be there next year, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he came back into the NFL in some capacity.
Once again, Kevin Bowen from Colts.com joining us here, talking all things Indianapolis Colts. Kevin, always a pleasure, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy, guys.